The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well. Today, here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
Everything's all right.
Welcome back, America. I do not know how I'm going to teach two law classes, and I got to do a background interview for a former employee who's up for a position with the government, and I made it through 3 hours of this show. I made it through the recording of Town Hall Review, but this ain't going to work for another 3 hours. So go ahead and talk.
Okay, so we were just in the last segment of today's Hugh Hewitt Show. We were talking about John Hickenlooper and the story about taking his mom to go see Deep Throat, right? And there is a couple of problems I've now learned about this story. Let's walk our way through the cut one more time because we need to do CSI Hickenlooper.
All right.
Cut number 20. Let's start, Ben.
Where is that on the spectrum?
On the dumb side.
Okay.
I was the youngest of four. And as I said, my dad died right after I turned eight. And my mother and I had a pretty tempestuous relationship. She was just the most amazing person. And I went off to college, and for the first time, she was alone in the house. And
Pause. He's going off to college, so like four-year freshman, 18 years old. So he's establishing he had just gone away to college. Now keep going. Pick it up, Ben.
That's how powerful that was until I got home at Thanksgiving. I promised I'd call a friend.
Stop. Pause right there. Got home at Thanksgiving, right? Keep that in mind. We'll continue. He's home from Thanksgiving, his first year at college. Continue, Ben.
Philadelphia. And these were, I didn't know what an X movie was. We thought it was a little naughty, but we didn't think it was that bad. Again, you got to understand, I was 18 years old. And so I came home, and my mother hated to cook. I mean, she was just a strong, powerful woman who got stuff done in her own right. And I got home, and she'd have this huge dinner laid out. And I said, I promised Jed that we would go to the movie theater and see this new movie. You want to
pause? That's all we need for the cut. He goes away to college. He comes home at Thanksgiving.
He says it's a new movie.
It's a new movie. Mom has just prepared this Thanksgiving
welcome
meal.
Welcome home dinner.
Okay. John Hickenlooper was born on, according to the wikis, he was born on February 2nd, 1952. He's 67 years old today. If he's 18 years old, that would have been February 7th, 1970, or somewhere in that year of 1970. Okay? Deep Throat was released cinematically on June 12th, 1972, 4 months before Thanksgiving. What are the odds that a new movie is going to be still hanging around 4 months later?
Well, you got to remember one thing. I'm old enough to remember Deep Throat. It stayed in a lot of theaters a long time, but that's still 1972, not 1970. He's off by 2 years.
He's off by 2 years, and he's still calling it a new... It's not a new movie.
Everybody knows what it is.
He thinks it's just some X-rated movie.
So do we think he's lying or that his memory's screwed up?
I think he's lying. I think he's trying to do a relatability stunt just to try and...
Mom alive?
I don't know if mom's alive. Let me see if mom's alive. Let me see if...
Let's see if Jed's alive. Jed's the friend, right?
Jed who?
His buddy Jed.
No, I understand that, but do we know who the last name of Jed?
But there are reporters out there. I mean, you're a reporter. Go find Jed.
I will have to go find Jed. All I'm saying is I smell that this is a faux story. I think this is made up.
Who taught you the word faux? You know, every Steelers fan said FOE. The foes of the Steelers are the Browns.
FAUX, foe, fake news.
Fake news.
I'm
fake bio.
I don't think this is actually a real story.
I'm unwilling to go there. I do believe that people can transpose events from that long ago. I mean, it's 50 years ago. And he might.
It's 40 years ago.
No, it's not. It's 50.
40.
You said he's 67, then he said he was 18, so it's. Okay, 48 years ago.
Yeah.
But 48 years ago, you might think your junior year is your freshman year. You might. You're not Hugh Hewitt. I remember everything. And I want to be humble about that. I remember everything. I don't forget things. And so I can remember them showing in 1978, so it's many years later,
right,
at Quincy House,
I understand
Deep Throat,
that.
And thinking to myself, I'm not going to that, but there was a line out the door. Can you imagine
how
a college
many movies
dorm?
Have you gone to in your life?
Oh,
thousands, right?
Yeah, thousands.
4 months after it hits the theaters, you're still calling it a new movie?
No, and you would know that it was a little bit naughty.
You'd pretty much know
Deep Throat
what
everybody knew what Deep Throat was,
right?
Linda Lovelace, right?
Linda Lovelace, right?
And she subsequently wrote a book about being the horrors of the porn industry.
Absolutely.
And it is a horrific industry. It does terrible things to people.
Of course
it
does.
Don't believe any of this. But you raise an interesting question. Go find Jed. And now, if you knew anything about musicals.
Are you going to ask me about the theme?
No. If you knew anything about Oklahoma,
yeah,
you would play Poor Old Judd Is Dead. Or if Adam was listening.
He may be disappeared now.
Yeah, we may never find Jed. It's like Corey's imaginary friend. Corey Booker's got an imaginary friend who he's been talking to for years.
This may be like John Kerry's hat.
It could be, but Jed, poor old Jed Is Dead is what we might be hearing. And if you had Oklahoma ready, still looking at Adam, given time to find it, not working very hard. So what do you make of my new two songs for the opening?
That's like asking me to choose between beets and radishes.
One of them is back. Let's listen to them.
I didn't know I started working for the Larry O'Connor Show.
Let's start listening to them. Number one, the Game of Thrones.
Every felon call him a dirty skunk and honorary pig stealer. But the folks that really knowed him knowed him beneath them two dirty shirts he always wore. There beat a heart as big as all outdoors.
As big as all outdoors.
Judd Fry loved his fellow man.
He loved his fellow man.
He loved the birds of the forest and the beasts of the field. He loved the mice and the vermin in the barn. And he treated the rats like equals. Which was right. He loved all the little children. He loved everything and everybody in the world. Only he never let on. So nobody ever knowed it.
Oh, Johnny's dead.
I think he may be. I think it's milk carton time for poor Judd.
This is poor Judd Is Dead, but it works. All right, now let's go back to this is supposed to be behind the curtain. Game of Thrones. We've changed bump songs 5 or 6
and
times in 20 years.
And we have had disagreements about changing.
Well, there is no such thing as a disagreement. It's what works for me.
I understand that.
So originally we started with Canned Heat. Can we play Canned Heat, please? Do we have Canned Heat ready?
Poor Adam.
Yep. What? No, he's yelling at me. Adam's yelling at me.
Yeah, because you gave him no prep.
Why would I give him prep? What has changed today that I would give anyone prep? After everyone's giving me a hard time about my face looking like Zorro.
You seem to think you can just snap your fingers and have
something
play. Adam,
is that good? Look, I am a prisoner of the fact that I have the most competent production team on that side of the studio in the country.
Yeah.
I do. Except he still hadn't come up with Canned Heat yet.
He's working on it.
Well, I mean, honestly, he's getting slow. I'd say, there we go. I might go back to this.
This works in the morning.
Works in the morning. Going up the country.
I like this a lot better than Hamilton. If there's one thing that I like less than musicals, it's musicals that are rapping in the musicals. That's like
listen to this. Listen.
At the end, they wrote 85 essays.
85 essays.
Why would I want to listen to this when I'm going to have to listen to it 1,000 times?
James Madison wrote 29.
You would
Hamilton
learn.
Hamilton wrote the other 51.
Hamilton wrote 51 Federalist Papers. We could tell people that every day.
Why not have Schoolhouse Rock as your theme song?
You're running out of time. See, this is like our show. I always run out of time. I got such great stuff, and I'm always running out of time. Maybe in the close of the show. You might be right. Play the other one in the room where it happens, because that applies to the studio.
Two Virginians and an immigrant walking to
see, I
diametrically opposed foes. They emerged with a compromise, having opened doors that were previously closed. Bros. The immigrant emerges with unprecedented financial power, a system.
You are culturally appropriating
the Virginians
decent music.
Emerge with the nation's capital. And here's the pièce de résistance. No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room
that's the studio.
No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened.
You're really going to make this a theme song.
I think so.
Do me a favor.
Because I'm always in the room where it happens, dude.
Can you please promise me you'll at least consider something?
Which is what?
Don't go on a long cruise ever again, because every time you go on a cruise, you come back and just completely destroy all the formatics of the show.
Look, I'm just saying.
Just don't go on any more cruises.
We can go back to one more previous bump. We used the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe bunch bump
Narnia,
for a long
right.
time. You can never find Narnia? You're giving up? Adam just gave up. But it's the first one. It's the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
He's not going to find it.
He's just short tempered today. I'm the one who looks like Zorro came in and danced on my head. Why is he short tempered?
Because you're putting him on the spot and making him look bad by not having what you want.
But he could have anticipated the request for Narnia.
Not even God could anticipate what you want some days.
What else have we used as bump music before?
You mean a theme song?
A theme song.
We use Minnie Haha by Katie Weir for a while.
Oh, I liked Minnie Haha.
Yes, you did. That's why we actually grafted it and put it on the beginning of the Narnia song.
Because we needed to let the liner.
Because we wanted to give our affiliates at least a 10-15 second lead-in to rejoin.
Now, if we had a producer, as opposed to an engineer, who's very good.
You mean
if we had a producer?
Yes. But you needed
Morning Glory, America.
You needed a longer beginning because there wasn't a big enough tail for it to lead into. So we put Minnie Haha at the front of it.
You know, it's pretty doggone good too. But maybe everything that is old is new again. Maybe
there's
Can
nothing
Heat.
Wrong with this. Can Heat? Actually, I think Can Heat is probably your best bet.
I think In the Room Where It Happened might be the best bet.
I couldn't disagree with you.
We'll
more.
Talk more about it on tomorrow's after show. I do want to pay homage to
This is not the
Adam.
After show. This is
I mean,
the
it's a post-game show.
Post-game show.
The after show is at 8 p.m. in the East, 5 in the West, but you have to
Where
join the
you
universe.
Will not
I will
hear
not hear
Hamilton.
Me. I will not. You won't hear me either. So, are we going to close with the music? No, not that music. We're supposed to close with my music.
Which music?
My happy music.
Your happy music?
Oh, yeah. Adam knows what my happy music is.
Oh, going back to the song that you can never remember
Galaxy
what it
from
is?
The Guardians theme
Galaxy
song.
Galaxy from the Guardians theme song.
I can't talk. I have no voice. How am I going to teach
oh,
two?
No. Being able to talk and being able to think about what the hell you're saying, that's two different things.
Well, it isn't. When laryngitis stands in the way of perfection. Adam, thank you. You did great. Ben, not so good. You forgot to book it. Honest to goodness, Ben. And you of all people.
Happy Mike Trout Day.
Goodbye, America. I'll be back on the next Hugh Hewitt Show.
All the good love ooga, chaka, ooga, when we're all alone. Ooga, chaka, ooga, ooga, keep it up, girl. Ooga, chaka, ooga, yeah, you turn ooga, me chaka, on. Ooga, ooga, ooga. Ah, what kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.